Israeli forces have stopped 13 boats carrying foreign activists and aid bound for Gaza, but 30 boats are continuing to sail towards the Palestinian enclave. Apparently, Mia Mia, the boat carrying Luxembourgish participant Nora Rosa Fellens-Huberti, is still at sea. Protests have erupted in Italy and Germany and Spain. In Luxembourg, too, a demonstration is planned today outside the Foreign Ministry. The Luxembourg Air Rescue was in use yesterday for a spectacular rescue in Berdorf when a person had to be winched out following a climbing accident. A train strike is taking place across France today. Luxembourg's rail operator CFL is warning the strike will have repercussions for commuters to and from Luxembourg. In other news, efforts to swiftly end the US government shutdown collapsed yesterday as Democrats in Congress went home without resolving a funding standoff with President Trump. Rescuers have said there are no signs of life under the wreckage of a collapsed Indonesian school where 59 people are still missing. And according to Forbes magazine, billionaire Elon Musk, the world's richest person, is nearly halfway to becoming the planet's first trillionaire. For more on these stories and for the latest news and headlines, head to rtltoday.lu. After a foggy and cold start, we're now in for a pretty sunny, clear and dry day. Temperatures should reach 10 to 11 degrees by lunchtime, 13 to 14 degrees in the afternoon.